Robert Short, because as we've been saying, Robert, spiralling prices at the pumps, higher energy costs, sinking stock markets, all producing a pretty gloomy global economic output. What's the prognosis?
Well, look, what's happening today is exceptional, even by the standards of what we've been seeing since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So if we look at gas in particular, obviously, you know, a really important commodity and one which Russia sort of dominates the European market. So the price of the future price of gas, it's traded in futures for delivery in May in the UK. It went up by an incredible 93% today. I mean, that's quite incredible in one day. So it's priced in units per therm. Mm. So it's at 660 pence per therm. If you compare that to the 1st of December, it was way back down at 140 pence per therm. So that's the scale of the increase. And what we're seeing as well is normally when you get to May, you start seeing the price of gas go down because there's less of a demand for heating. But we're seeing these elevated prices being pushed more and more into the future, which will mean that those high energy prices we're seeing now, first of all, they're going to go higher, but also they're going to be sustained into the future. A similar story for the Dutch gas futures. They increased today to 320 cent for the April contract, mm-hmm. if you like. Again, compare that to the 1st of December, that price was 51. So, you know, huge difference there. When it comes to oil, we saw Brent crude, which is the market benchmark figure for crude oil. It rose as high as $139 a barrel today. It's fallen back. It's now trading at around $125 a barrel. And it's off the back of this notion. So an interview that the US Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, did with Meet the Press in the US yesterday, where he said he was in active discussions with our European partners for banning Russian oil and gas. And today at a press conference with the Lithuanian Foreign Minister, Gabrielis Landsbergis, the Lithuanian Foreign Minister endorsed that, and he said, "We cannot pay for oil and gas with the blood of Ukraine." Germany in particular are against that because they're so overwhelmingly dependent on particularly Russian gas.
Right. But what are the alternatives if there were to be further sanctions targeting Russian energy exports? Where might countries in the West look to replace those supplies?
Well, the only place that they can... So there's basically, for Europe, there's two sources of gas. Let's take gas first. Norway is a big supplier of gas. The UK still has just over half of its supply coming from its own fields in the North Sea. Then there's Algeria, and then there's LNG, which is shipped gas from places like the United States, from Qatar. But none of that is going to replace the quantum of supply that's coming from Russia. And that's the dilemma that Europe faces now, that it's imposing all of these sanctions on Russia, but at the same time, it's still paying, as we see now, hugely elevated prices to Russia for the continued supply of its oil and gas.
Robert Short, economics correspondent, thanks for that. After the break, live in studio, the leader presumptive of the Labour Party, Ivana Bacik.